leads to you in empathy for the human condition that transcends the cognitive burden of living in an environment saturated with our own extended consciousness. So what's the difference between transcending and extended consciousness? The fragmentary logical routines behind different computer programs might then be seen in their distinct intelligibility to mediate intelligibility itself. Oh, man.
That's right.
That's verbal double talk.
Verbal diarrhea. Verbal diarrhea.
And double talk.
Triple talk. Why don't we... How do we get him quadriphenic?
Yeah, I know, but I read what Cosmic Awareness said about McLuhan to McLuhan in 1971, and after he heard it, and I'd have to get out what I read, but after he heard it, he says, that sounds like a lot of double talk, Bob. and then you know what he did? He said, you see these glasses on the table, which I had not noticed?
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah. He says, I look at those glasses, and I wonder what they're for, and I analyze what they'll do to me. That was his solution. He looks at a pair of glasses and wonders what they're for and what they'll do to him.
Eyeglasses or drinking glasses?
Oh, these are eyeglasses.
Okay. You have to be specific.
Well, he looks at a pair of spectacles.
Okay.
He says, you see them, Bob? I said, yeah. I hadn't noticed them, but yeah, I see them. He says, that's what I do. I look at those spectacles, and I wonder what the hell they are and what they're for and what they'll do to me. He contemplates a simple little technology in response to the double talk swirling around him. He gets an empathy for the human condition, and the fragmentary logical routines behind different computer programs might then be seen in their distinct intelligibility to mediate intelligibility itself. What the hell is intelligibility? This is a good example. Words are not going to help us.
That's why I keep asking, what do they mean? Definitions are paramount.
Yeah. I think he misses the point that getting lost in video games is the solution.
Do you come to that conclusion?
Yes. He decided that he seemed to be saying back there that getting lost was good. But then he added on this Catholic stuff
that's where he jumps the shark.
He could add on Zen, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, whatever, wouldn't have worked.
You should have left that out. That's a stretch.
Yeah.
That was just trying to cover. He had a checklist, and he hadn't checked McLuhan's Catholicity, so he had to put it in somewhere.
Yeah. So, Adam, we welcome your rebuttal of my rebuttal, if you listen to this.
Yeah. Also, there's another older, like, I think it came out in the late 70s, maybe very early 80s, written by a James Carse, C-A-R-S-E, called Finite and Infinite Games. Do you remember that book? Okay.
No?
All right. Finite and Infinite Games. And there's also another current book that I saw some gal reading that's current by some psycho guru in business called The Infinite Game by Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K. And I haven't read that, but it's all about how to game life. You know, you game your career, you game this, you game that. Everything is game theory. Game theory. Everything goes back. And you know, there are games. And the video games started with just little old Pac-Man. You know, it's sort of like playing hearts. Pac-Man thing. And then it just grew. And, of course, the name of the most prominent gaming company is called Electronic Arts, ARTS. Mm. And if you put a few pennies
Wait
on that one, it's...
Electronic Arts or Hearts?
Arts, ARTS. Electronic Arts is the biggest gaming company.
Mm.
And it was 10 years ago. So there you are. Also, in these games, they get you really hooked in because then you have to pay real money for virtual assets. It was the precursor to the NFTs of today, sort of, in a manner of speaking.
Mm.
Because there were games called Farmville and other things where you would create your own environment, and then if you wanted to buy a house or buy a neighborhood or buy seeds for your farm or pay your farmers or expand this, you would pay actual cash to get those virtual assets. And it was funny watching people spend hundreds of thousands. People pay thousands of dollars to buy these virtual things that they can put in their game. It's like in their environment, which is, you could say it's an anti-environment because it's not chemical. It's not in the, you know, the natural, quote, world. But people take it seriously. And also Ion had mentioned a couple of games to Bert to look at. One was called World of Warcraft. And I'm familiar with that. That became very popular. But then Ginny, about maybe it's even 6 months ago, I'm losing track of time. I can find the exact date in my other notebook. But she asked during her hour on payday one day, Ion, this is Ginny speaking, Ion, because I remember this, Ion, what is the definitive definition of ascension? And Ion came back with a one-word answer, and that answer was Minecraft, M-I-N-E-C-R-A-F-T. Which is a huge game, a hugely
yeah.
popular game. And it looks like a whole lot of Legos on the screen. And Ginny didn't know what that was, but I did. And I said, whoa, that's interesting. And he said,
When did this happen?
I said between 4 and 6 months ago. It was either
okay,
last
so my,
fall.
Minecraft was the answer definition of ascension.
Yes, but Ginny asked the definitive definition. In other words, she really wanted him to get down to the, you know, the into all the nooks and crannies and get down to the baseline, buddy. Get to the baseline, buddy. What's the real definitive definition of ascension?
He said
Minecraft, period. Minecraft,
okay.
Period. And he wouldn't explain it. He said, look it up. It's a video game.
Yeah, great. Great anecdote. Thank you very much. But you know what? Where's James Pusty? Are you on there, James? James Pusty. I forgot to play Zappa. We can clear all this shit up by playing Zappa. Get back to work here. I don't know what you were talking about. I'm glad to hear about Minecraft. I better ask Alan what he meant by that. Sounds like a better answer than the Catholic stuff.
I think so.
okay. So
later in a little while, I'll go look through a couple of the books that I have with me. And if I have the date, I'll put it on the chat line, okay?
Okay. Hey, Bill, I'm still going for another hour and a half. Can you handle it, Bill? He probably just left it on.
Yeah.
If he turned it off, we wouldn't be able to hear the music, right? So if we can hear the music, we know he's still on. So James Pusey? Come on, indicate you're there. This was for you. You wanted to do something here. Goose, P-H-E-W. Yay,
Goose
is still on. we'll have to pick up. We may have to do part two of this whole thing. Give Adam an even break to respond or something. But I appreciate getting Minecraft as an answer. That's that could help us understand. Well, we understand Adam. But he goes off the deep end, bringing up some fucking ridiculous literate religion as an antidote. That's ridiculous.
We actually come up
with something. Again, we provide an antidote to all this stuff with our products and our Coldplay, psychologically and sociologically, and my wonderful charisma and tolerance of talking to idiots. For hours and hours. Nobody could be taller as I am. No one could last
this
long.
No, that's true. No.
I think I demonstrate something here.
The dark soul is a saint. Has saintly qualities. The martyr. The martyr for
that's
the
right.
cause.
Right. I think you're right there. So... where are you, James? Let me give him a call. I think I'll phone him.
Okay.
See what happened to him, and then we can start playing. Just a second.
Yeah. Is it 4 in the morning for him or something?
I think it's still his day, night, or something.
I'm not ready to come up. Hey.
Let's see. I got the phone number right here. Let's see. We'll call Australia. See how tolerant Bob is. Here we go. It doesn't sound good. Sounds like you went to sleep. Hey, James, we're starting to zap up. Are you waking? When you wake, let's go to sleep. I'm going to go check your time. Just a second, see what your... I know he goes to bed, in the early morning. So, we will go over here, go down to the clock. Perth is even listed. Perth. Yeah, it's 2:30 in the morning, Monday. He's up. Should be up. Yeah. He goes to bed like 7 in the morning or something. So he should be. You should be there. Okay, here we go. I'm going to mute everybody. Thank you for your final remarks, Robin. They'll be good on the recording. Mute all.
Thanks, Bob. Talk to you on the other side.
Yep.
Okay.
All participants are now muted.